We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You wanna see Loco?
Don't do well, it. My friend, the time has come.
This isn't your stuff.
Raise the roof and have some fun.
Look at the accent.
Raise the roof. Let the music play on. Everybody sing.
Oh, he's going in.
Everybody dance.
Ooh, last day of the week. He's going in.
I can tell already. Solana's playing all my favorites for my birthday. Solana, am I right? You're playing all my favorite songs because it's my birthday. I can tell with All Night Long.
Well, this segment, sure.
Birthday boy.
Back to Project Pat in the next segment.
You look good, man.
This is a great time of year. I talked about it yesterday, but you drive in on a day like today. The weather's so great in South Florida. Got a full docket of football tomorrow. Panthers tonight. Heat tonight. And Dolphins will go for, what, four in a row on Sunday. And the Canes will try to end the season with a win. I'm starting to get the feeling that there's a legit possibility that Manny Diaz will return next season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You heard Hurricane Hotline?
Mm-mm.
He was doing a hell of a job selling himself.
You know who sold him to me was Wes Durham when he was on with us on Monday. Here's the thing that I think the Hurricanes don't want to get involved in. You go after Mario on the DL. You go after Lane Kiffin. You don't get one of your first two or three big strike opportunities. I'm not necessarily certain that you get rid of Manny Diaz in order to bring in another Manny Diaz. You know what I mean? Like, so if you strike out, let's say you get rid of him, and then you strike out on the big names.
Yeah.
Then
some OC from LSU or something.
And then, so then what did you really do? Now, you know, the guy going into his fourth year with some continuity, who's got Tyler Van Dyke, who obviously likes him. Listen, I'm not making the case for or against. I'm just telling you, I don't think it's as much of a slam dunk as I thought it was after a couple of those losses. So
I would say, what does that do to, I don't know, the organization, Manny's psyche, whatever? Because nowadays, bro, we just saw there was a plane tracker.
I know.
From
Gainesville to
Louisiana. For whatever that guy's name. I forgot his name. I said I was going to learn his name. I didn't learn his name.
But might be your next head coach.
It's the plane tracker. So, like you said, can't get Cristobal, can't get Kiffin, and then I don't want to say settle on Manny. What does that do for the university? What does that do for him?
You don't let anybody know that you're going after Mario or Lane.
Hawk, you remember when Peyton Manning was getting followed by a helicopter? Do you think there's a secret in 2021?
Well, I mean, you can do it without saying it publicly. Obviously, here's the thing. If you fire Manny immediately, and then you end up with, I don't know, elevating Rhett Lashley.
Yeah.
You kind of are showing that we struck out on who we had initially coveted.
Yeah.
So it's going to be.
I didn't think about it. Both sides will look.
It's going to be
look at each other funny.
Going to be an intricate dance at the end of the season for the Hurricanes. Anywho, it's the beginning of the Thanksgiving holiday. I imagine a lot of people even have today off, or I know our offices closed about an hour ago. But I am going to tell you at the beginning of the show what I'm thankful for. I am thankful for live betting. Because last night, I bet the Miami Heat -2.5, and then I bet the Miami Heat money line as an underdog to that crap team that was beating them for three quarters, and I cashed both those tickets. Live betting's a game changer because I have some friends who bet the Heat at the beginning of the game, -10.5, even went down to -9.5. They did not cover, even though, by the way, Solana, they should have. They got so careless at the end. They should have covered that game by 15, got super careless at the end, ended up winning. But thanks to live betting, I was able to take them, you know, midway through the, think maybe midway through the second quarter at -2.5. And then I think at halftime I bet him on the money line because I knew that they were going to end up winning that game, which, like I said, they could have won by 15 or 20. So I am thankful for live betting. It is truly a game changer.
I have an app. But you're way more aggressive than I am.
Last night, especially, I just said there's no way the Heat are losing this game. There's no way the Heat are losing this game. You know who else said that, Solana?
Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero said that last night.
Baby goat.
No way they're losing this game, man.
He looks so good at times, man. I'm talking
really
about like NBA takeover.
Like jaw-dropping good.
Is that KD? Why does he change his hair?
And it's really
skin, and his skin color.
It's really impressive.
No, he takes over the games. It's amazing.
It's really impressive. So we'll do headlines here to start out the show. We've got some special guests today, and then we're going to sprinkle in some nonsense today as well because it's the beginning of this long holiday weekend, and we might even get to What Say You later on today. We're supposed to do that on Wednesdays. I have conveniently found ways to get around it every Wednesday by just getting too overloaded with stuff that we have to do.
Solana, come on now.
But what we're going to do is bring on some representatives from the local franchises in the spirit of Thanksgiving and say, hey, you know what? I don't know if a lot of people know the charitable endeavors, the community endeavors that the Miami Dolphins do on the regular, the Panthers, the Heat. So we'll bring on some of our friends from those organizations so that we can publicize a little bit, you know, about the Panthers Foundation or all the Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins community endeavors, which are really spearheaded by Jason Jenkins. I mean, they might be unparalleled in sports. That's how active they are. So wanted to shine a little light on all our favorite franchises.
We talked about the Miami Dolphin Foundation food relief program that's still going on, 1,000 meals a day and all that stuff. Like Jason Jenkins, but also the other guys from the other teams, McCullough and Colombo.
John Colombo from the Panthers.
Colombo from the Panthers. I have a couple questions. I just want to know, like, the organization approach. I've never had a chance to talk to these guys about their approach of philanthropy. So I have some questions. Like, I'm so interested to see their approach from this organization's standpoint.
And this is the time of the year that I think a lot of people think about being philanthropic. Maybe you're not throughout the year. The teams are, but, you know, this is a time where it's in the forefront. And
well, let me write that down. How can we help them?
There you go. There
question
you go.
Question four.
So we will do that today. So let's get headlines here. Without further ado, headlines with our friend Alejandro Solana, who on our show sheet today, I believe, gave me a secret, subtle birthday gift by spelling birthday wrong, where it says happy birthday, Hawk. I believe that is a subtle, purposeful attempt by Solana to do something that would meet my ire. Do you think that was intentional or unintentional?
Guaranteed intentional.
You think it was intentional?
Gotta be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he does. Big man. What did you say, 31, 32?
Oh, I wish. How old are you, Solana? 26?
27.
27. I am almost double his age. As long as you've been alive, I've been alive twice as long. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It is.
I have so much wisdom left to impart on young Skywalker, but I feel like I'm running out of time because he doesn't seem to be retaining anything.
He's not listening. He just doesn't listen. Don't waste your breath.
My young Skywalker is not taking any of my wisdom.
Obi-Wan, just take
like,
it easy.
Is that Obi-Wan that trained Luke Skywalker?
Was it Yoda? Obi-Wan? I don't know the you know.
I think you'd be Yoda in this situation.
I'm no damn Yoda. I'm not Yoda.
Who's the guy that trained Luke Skywalker?
I mean, you're looking at the wrong guy here. I don't retain anything. You think I retain
well,
Star
I thought,
Wars
I,
from
yeah, no, I
72?
Thought, I thought that was the kind of stuff that you knew.
From 72.
Well,
that's what Star Wars
but I think it was 79. I think it was 79. But he doesn't, like, what if Luke Skywalker didn't listen to Yoda and then he never became the Jedi?
He'd be working at the CVS.
Right.
He'd be fast as hell to get some, you know, Metamucil. But
yeah, it's like, hey, can I get some Metamucil? And he does it with the Force. Isn't the Force? Where's the Vulcan death grip or something? I don't know. I might have these shows confused a little bit. But all I'm saying is I have so much wisdom left to impart on Solana, and I feel like I'm running out of time.
You might as well write a book. You're wasting your breath.
Put it in written form. All right, what do you got for headlines, Solana?
Jimmy has texted me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
All right, that's the gold robot.
Uh-oh, I know that's wrong.
I'm just trying to annoy listeners. Really, Jim DeJoseph?
Is that R2-D2?
That's R2-D2. No, the gold robot
is
C-3PO.
Letters, numbers, that's confusing. Did that for Jim.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. The 2 p.m. headlines also brought to you by Pfizer. This is the best part of the year. Festivals, football, the great outdoors. Some people say fall is the best time of the year. It may also be a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. As Hawk mentioned, the Miami Heat, 100-92 winners over Detroit. You saw in the fourth quarter when they actually try and they actually hit their three ball, what can happen?
Yeah. So I had, in addition to those straight bets on the Heat, which I won, I had a parlay with Kyle Lowry over, and I think it was 13.5, and I think he ended up with 15 or 16. He did go over. I know that. I had that parlayed with the New York Knicks -4.5, and they covered, although got a little dicey at the end of that game. The third leg of that parlay was Tim Hardaway Jr. over 16.5 points. Now, did you see that game, Solana?
I did not.
The game went to overtime.
I didn't.
So there was an extra 5 minutes to shoot baskets because I needed over 16.5 from Tim Hardaway Jr. to cash this three-leg parlay. And he ended with 13 points. So he went under. I didn't get the parlay. Tim Hardaway Jr. shot 5 of 19 and 2 of 10 from 3. I mean, this dude should have put up 40 points, and he had one of the worst shooting nights of his career. So I did not cash that.
Quickly, do we need to talk? Just listen to your parlay.
So
Lowry over,
I'll
Tim Hardaway Jr. over in Knicks. Bro, are you sleeping?
I'll tell you why.
need something?
No, I'll tell you why. Because on this Hard Rock app, if you do a $25 NBA parlay, you get a free $10 bet. So I had done a parlay, so I got a free $10 bet. And then you say, are you sleeping? I went to sleep before that Mavs game was over.
Oh,
I went
okay.
to sleep. My wife, at 3 in the morning, because I turned my phone on to see, she woke up because my phone is, I keep it on bright. I hate the people that keep their phone on dim. I keep it on bright. And she's like, why'd you turn all the lights on? I go, oh, I didn't. I turned the phone on. I had to see how many points Tim Hardaway Jr. ended up with. She's like, ah, whatever. whatever.
Lori's like Asia.
Yeah, whatever.
Anything can happen. A bomb can go off outside. Let that phone light up. Huh? Who's that? Just Fred Taylor texting me about Shiba Inu again.
You might want to dim that light, though. You know, you're getting up there in age, Hawk. Those eyeballs are going to fail you after a while.
If it's dim, I can't see it. I don't understand people that keep their phones on dim all the time. I can't see it.
Did you make your text bigger?
I'm getting there.
No.
I'm getting there.
I think he's doing it.
I'm getting worse.
Come on, Hawk. Don't do that. Don't
where,
do that.
Where one tweet looks like, when one tweet, you have to scroll 3 pages.
Big ass letters. The takes up the
I'm
page.
I'm getting there.
Some Dolphins news. Per Brian Flores, Will Fuller, Devontae Parker, and your boy, Malcolm Brown, not physically ready to return to practice.
No, you're kidding.
Devontae's injured?
Yeah.
No way.
He's on IR. And no. Will Fuller, I mean, I think he's just decided not to play. What's happening there?
Guaranteed $10 million.
Goodness.
Take me a year off.
I know what he's thankful for.
$10
million. Yep. Got 10 million reasons to be thankful.
The Panthers, they host the Flyers tonight, 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Canes Hoops. They're up in that ESPN Invitational at the Wide World of Sports. They'll play Dayton. It's a noon tip-off tomorrow. And then we know we have Lions, Bears at 12:30, Cowboys, Raiders at 4:30, Saints versus the Bills at 8:20, television, microwave. What was the list of words? I forgot it already.
Man, woman. Camera, man, woman. Funny.
And it's fitting on your birthday. Today's National Jukebox Day.
Ah, very exciting. You probably have never seen a real jukebox.
I have.
Have you?
Actually, yeah, I have.
Where would you see a jukebox?
With the records?
Yeah, with the records, you put in the coin, and then you can flip through the pages. You hit a button.
That's right.
I have, actually. Yeah. At Keg South in Kendall, they had, that's where I used to go all the time growing up for like sports bars with my parents, they had an old
jukebox. That's so cool. Jukebox was great, man. You used to be able, like, because I think at Hooters, the one in Boca, I remember for a couple of years ago, they have a jukebox there, but it's all digital, and you actually go on an app on your phone, and that's no fun.
Well, actually,
that's not like walking up to the jukebox and paging through the record album covers.
It can be fun if you want to troll the people in the establishment. So
sure.
Like the Ale House.
Right.
I go on the app,
Barbie
I
Girl.
Pay $20, I play the same
right.
song
right.
for
play,
2 hours.
You play Barbie Girl for 20 times in a row. Somebody thinks there's an error in the system, and that's really, you know what? Maybe young Skywalker is
He's
getting
learning.
Some of the wisdom that I'm passing on down to him.
You can use it for game, too.
Yeah.
For real, because, right. you know, I'm an old man now, but back, I used to put the
right song
songs, the right songs on, make sure I'm sitting next to the...
Oh, who put this on?
You like Usher? I love Usher.
Tell you what,
Usher's
man.
Your favorite? Oh, Chris Brown. Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, National Jukebox Day. All right, Solana, what do we have there? Who are you talking to? You making plans for Thanksgiving?
Plans? Just gonna hang out with the Solana family.
No, I was asking if you were making plans on the phone. I don't know. You abandoned the headlines and picked up the phone and started talking.
I mean, somebody called. You know, we had
right.
somebody on the phone.
I'm
typically
pretty,
what happens
I'm
on.
I'm pretty
the,
aware of how phones work. Right. I know. I'm pretty aware of the transaction.
I know we're joking about him being old. Yeah, anything is losing
I'm
it like that.
Pretty aware of the transaction of how one
I wasn't sure.
operates
I mean,
a phone.
You seem surprised that I was talking into the phone, so I was just trying to clear
Correct.
Something
I was
up
surprised.
Here.
You were in the middle of doing headlines, and then I looked over, and you were having an animated conversation on a phone. Yes, I was surprised.
Let me wrap things up
with
weather. I was
100% surprised.
From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7-866-954-MORE.
It would be like if I looked over at you right now and you were making a popsicle stick collage, you know? Like, it was surprising that, because I wasn't looking at you, I was looking at Crowder, and then I look and you're on the phone having a conversation.
Your weather. Right now, it is partly cloudy in El Portal.
Be like if I look through the window right now and you've got overalls on and you're painting the room. But it was in the middle of headlines. Like it was, it was a little bit jarring.
I don't understand what you want me to do. I mean, the phone rang and it was somebody I was very pleased to talk to on the other end. And I'm not a rude person. You know
I don't
that.
Understand why. Like it was obviously Jason Jenkins from the Dolphins, who's our next guest. But I don't know why you're. I don't know why you're twisting around gymnastics. Like instead of just saying, "Hey, our next guest had called in a little bit early, so I was telling him that we're just wrapping things up now."
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. All of a sudden, I got a definition of how to use a telephone. I looked over. He was painting the room. I don't know what's happening anymore.
A lie is going to lie.
All of a sudden, that's what, like, I can't tell the truth. Well, why not? Like, I even know what the truth is.
We all did.
And
which is
weird.
Which is why it's bizarre you're pressing me on it.
But why
you
aren't you telling us the truth?
I'm incapable.
It would be like I looked over right now. All of a sudden, you're in a Speedo and a swimming cap, and you're getting ready to start the 400-meter butterfly.
He's shaving his arms.
I'm like, what is it? It's just incongruous with you delivering the headlines.
Can I just finish the weather,
please? I look over there. He's on the medal stand, and someone's putting a bronze medal around his neck. I found it to be odd during the headlines.
Hawks in his bag today, Solana. Yeah, watch out.
I
it's
love
gonna
the
be a
holidays.
Fun 4 hours.
I love the holidays.
I'm telling you, we early on.
Partly cloudy right now, but it has been nice in terms of degrees here in South Florida. It's around 65 right now. The lows today, they'll drop into the upper 50s. That's your weather.
All right, very good. Jason Jenkins, who is a senior vice president with the Miami Dolphins, he is going to join us next based on the phone call that Solana just got. And we'll talk with him about some charitable endeavors that the Miami Dolphins do, because we want to make sure we don't lose the spirit of Thanksgiving and what it's all about. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with that next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show. Hock and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
So I said we're going to shine the light a little bit on some of our favorite franchises down here. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Jason Jenkins is a senior vice president with the Miami Dolphins. I think both you and I have known him for a long time. You probably longer than me. Yeah. But Crowder and I, we kind of wanted to get everyone in the Thanksgiving spirit by giving thanks to some of the local teams for all the great work that they do in the community throughout the year. And as I mentioned in the first segment, the Miami Dolphins are incredibly active in the charitable arena. And Jason Jenkins is really the engine behind all of that. Mm-hmm. This guy doesn't have a free moment.
I don't think he sleeps.
If you follow him on social media, this dude is anywhere and everywhere.
JJ drinks a lot of coffee.
And he does it on behalf of the Miami Dolphins, and he's joining us now. Hello, Jason.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. And I guess I kind of want to start off by officially apologizing to Solano for taking up his time in his phone call. You know, earlier and messing up. It was some definitely some good audio. Besides, it took a little turn with the speedo, but besides that, I was all in. I was locked in.
Here's like Jason being prompt. He wants to make sure he's on the line in the right time. And all that ended up happening was Solana got picked on because of it. Because he was trying to Solana was trying to be nice and respectful to a, you know, senior vice president with a team that we're partners with, and so Solana abdicated his duties from our show and just immediately gave all his attention to you, Jason, which, in all honesty, while you are certainly worthy of the respect, you know, his number one focus should be the show.
In fairness for him, I could tell he was like, hang up. I'll call you back, you know, the whole time. So he was trying to get me off. I didn't realize it until I heard the segment. But I was trying to figure out why he was like, okay, you can call back in 10 minutes. It's all good. Bye.
Well, Jason, you're not an introvert, so I could see how.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's getting his, so what are the fellas going to ask me? And So give listeners a couple examples. I had said to Crowder in the first segment, I think the Miami Dolphins, you know, might be the, standard bearer when it comes to charitable work in the community. Give us, there's too many, but give us an example or two of what you're most proud of regarding the Miami Dolphins and community involvement.
No, it starts with our owner, Stephen Ross, our vice chairman, Tom Garfinkel, our players and coaches. They're very active in the community. I'm actually proud as an organization of the support we gave during the pandemic. We had our stadium as a COVID testing site and vaccine site as well. But our owner, Stephen Ross, made a multi-million dollar commitment through Tom Garfinkel's leadership to do 1,000 meals out of our stadium each day through Center Plate. But it's equally as important, we work with local minority-owned businesses during this time to help them provide food to people in need, but also keep their businesses going, especially during the pandemic. It's something that we saw is that we kind of, I don't want to say stumbled upon it, but it was just as important to make sure these restaurants and local businesses that wanted to do good are giving them opportunity to do it as well, too. So that's been very gratifying. It's continued to go on as well.
And Jason, the Miami Dolphin Foundation Food Relief Program started last year, correct me if I'm wrong, in June, 1,000 meals a week, if that's correct, and y'all are continuing to do it. So I was going to ask you about just so much you can do for people. Food, y'all got that checked off. Youth sports, I actually do some of the Dolphins youth sports football camps checked off. Like, how do you decide which angle to go with your, philanthropic efforts?
Well, as an organization, we're about health, education, and bringing people together. So you mentioned we weren't able to do it this past year, but we've had every local high school and youth program working, coming in, seeing practice facilities coming in, being engaging, and either through donations, equipment donations, through team visits, different things as well, too. So we're very big in the youth football space. We want to grow the game in South Florida, as we all know. This is the best high school football, in the country. And, really trying to continue that engagement and keep it going. We also had our Dolphins Challenge Cancer event. It's going to be February 26th and 2022 at the stadium, where 100% of the proceeds staying here in South Florida. So we're all about trying to make people healthy, trying to do education through our Nat Moore Scholarship and our Junior Dolphins program, but also trying to unite people together, try to use sports as a way to bring about positive social change as well. It's a lot. It's a mouthful, but we're just very fortunate that we have an ownership group and a leadership group that really believes in this community and it really wants to make an intentional impact each and every day.
Well, in all honesty, they're very lucky to have you as well. Jason Jenkins is with us. He's a senior vice president with the Dolphins, and like I say, he's out and about constantly representing the Dolphins. But my guess is, Jason, it's got to be gratifying because I am guessing that players are very giving of their time, even when they only get one day off a week. And I'm guessing it's very gratifying to see fans of the Dolphins step up and help out with the Dolphins' charitable endeavors.
Absolutely. I mean, we had about 30 players out at the stadium yesterday working with Ann Better from Sunshine Health and Feeding South Florida. We were able to give out and impact over 8,500 South Florida families through our Thanksgiving distribution. And it was just great seeing the players, their wives and significant others, staff members involved together. They do it all throughout the year, but it's especially gratifying to see an opportunity where we had this many people in person and active and being out in the community as well.
And Jason, talking about those 30 guys, you know, I know personally, you know, I'll pat myself on the back, but I know how this goes because I was one of those players. Tell people how you get 30 guys to come out to a charity event.
Well, you know, they believe in it, and you won't remember this, but my first week in the organization, you know, I met you at Bow Campers, and you were out at the community event doing things. I was like, wow, this is amazing that we have, you know, guys, especially our leaders, that's not only on the field, but also, you know, going out there as well, too. So, you know, it's been in our DNA. As you know, we're South Florida's first professional franchise. But seeing you in my first week, you know, jumping in and kind of seeing this growing with these players, and they want to make an impact. They're embedded in this community. They're excited to be out and be out in the public. I mean, obviously, you know, with COVID, has been a challenging, you know, year and a half. We're not being able to have them out at events, but with an opportunity for them to do it, they're always there, whether they're in the schools, whether they're in hospitals, whether they're in the community. So, again, Chad, like I said, it left an impression on me, like my first week here and seeing you involved, and then, you know, just also seeing you, you know, being in the locker room, having a good time, you know, telling me no for all these interview requests we had, you know, when I was trying to get to do interviews. But it's been good, you know, to see this evolution. But also, like, our guys, and they just really want to make a difference, and they really, you know, appreciate the opportunity they have to make a positive impact.
I think Crowder just happened to be at Bow Campers because he was just at Bow Campers and a charity event just broke out.
Look at him. He's going to hate on me, Jason.
I think a charity event just broke out unbeknownst to Crowder.
Oh, y'all raising money for something?
Can I put this on my timesheet? Can I turn in my bill?
No, but Hawk, to be honest, I didn't know if it's the same way. They would literally just walk up to us during the season, you know, whatever, working out in the offseason and say, hey, we have something going on at Bow Campers. We have something going on, you know, South Beach, whatever. Would you like to attend? And it was just a personal conversation. And like Jason talking about, you know, guys like myself, we'd be like, oh, yeah, send me the time and the place. I'm there. And we just kind of go hang out. And you're raising all this money. You're helping so many people. But you're literally doing it with your presence,
right,
which is the easiest thing in the world.
I'll tell you what's difficult about it, though. Like, at the beginning of this Dolphin season or your 1-15 season where you don't feel like doing much, you don't feel like putting on the team colors, but you do it because it's the right thing to do and you
yeah.
feel a sense of community involvement. But there's also that other side of, yeah, I'm not winning right now. And the Dolphins luckily have put together three in a row and
yeah.
hopefully four.
Oh, no,
Sunday.
Like Jason said, I wasn't doing many. I would turn down some media availabilities. Hey, you want to talk to? Nope. I didn't even tell you who his name was. How you know you don't want to talk to him? But I was at all the charity events, bro.
Jason Jenkins, again, he's a senior vice president with the Dolphins. So I'm looking on the Dolphins website. It's miamidolphins.com. I see a couple things. If you scroll down, everybody, there's the food relief program. If people want to get involved in that, there's also the cancer challenge, which really is a signature event right now for the Miami Dolphins. Is that the best place for people to go if they're feeling the spirit of giving over the holiday here and they're a fan of what the Dolphins do within the community? Go to miamidolphins.com and you can help out there.
That's absolutely right. Go to Dolphins.com. Have at it. There's a lot of great activities there. And also, you talked about our fans. I want to definitely appreciate our fans. At the Jets game this past Sunday, we had a Dolphin NYC group out there. They had over 1,000 tickets for people that came in from all across the country to watch the game. And they gave a great donation to our foundation as well, too. So when you talk about the fans, even through some of the challenging times, they've been there for us throughout this year, especially that group that's done an amazing job, Igor and Michelle Starks, Kramer as well, too. So it was great being out there Sunday at their tailgate, and they've just been such an amazing boon for us as well, too.
And, Jason, I don't need a number, but, man, I just need – am I a top 10 in giving back in in your time with the Dolphins, top 15?
You're talking about time, not money,
where
right?
Where do I rank? Oh, yeah, I'm tight with that money. What do I rank, Jason?
And I'm saying this, I'm going to be honest. You are a top five in my book. So, but also in the spirit of being honest, I don't ever remember any charity events on South Beach that you were talking about as well. So I don't know. So you know, awesome. I got to call you out on that one a little bit.
But now,
you were extremely, extremely active.
That wasn't a charity event.
Even now.
I thought I saw somebody there with a bucket.
I can't do it Tuesday, Jason. I'm at that one, you know, down on South Beach.
Actually, I got it. The fishing tournament used to be next to Monty's.
There you go. Okay.
Because, Jason, I would walk over to Monty's. They had the pool out there. We all know what I was doing at the pool. But I would come back to the tent and hang with the sponsors. So it is some kind of tie-in.
Okay, that's fair. I'll give you that one.
Sounds like Crowder has really embraced the idea of Thanksgiving. And somebody suggests via text, Solana, that you ask Jason Jenkins to maybe donate some football pads to your alma mater, FIU. Is that something that you're interested in, Solana?
I was going to try to work that in before I hung up at the end of this interview, certainly.
Jason Jenkins, he is one of our favorites from the Miami Dolphins. I highly recommend Dolphins fans follow Jason on social media because you really do get a good taste of just how involved they are, not just in Dolphins-branded charity events, but community-branded charity events. And the Dolphins really, again, behind your stewardship, are just par excellence in that category. I would be remiss, Jason, if I didn't ask you something Thanksgiving, what is your perfect Thanksgiving plate? Don't get this wrong.
It's a little stuffing. A little ham, turkey, with the dressing, I'm very basic when it comes to that. A little pumpkin pie. My wife just sent me a picture. There's three of them in the oven right now. I don't know how many will make it until tomorrow. Don't tell her that, but it's good, as well. My mom wanted to make gumbo, for some reason for this Thanksgiving. And I love gumbo, but let's save that down the road. Let's have a typical Thanksgiving. But it's been good, and I can't wait for tonight and tomorrow to, get in and start eating.
So pumpkin pie over sweet potato pie, though?
That's a good point. In Texas, I had the sweet potato pie. I'll say this because my wife loves to make pumpkin pie, and I love pumpkin pie.
Now, is pumpkin pie a side or a dessert?
This is like a mac and cheese question in terms of Thanksgiving.
Well, I believe sweet potato pie is a side. I keep that on my plate, even though my wife makes it with the marshmallows and the pie crumbs.
At the end.
But I keep it on my plate with the turkey and the stuffing and, Crowder, Aronde. I mean, they're all saying, no, it's dessert. But I don't want potatoes for dessert. I want chocolate for dessert. I want pecan pie for dessert. So is the pumpkin pie a side or a dessert?
I got to go with the community, Mr. Community South Beach. It's a dessert. It's a dessert for me.
That's my man.
Man.
Just deal with it, bro.
I shouldn't have told you Crowder's opinion. I think I swayed the jury.
Just deal with it.
I think I swayed the jury. Everybody, check out MiamiDolphins.com. Get involved with what the Dolphins do. And follow Jason Jenkins on social media because I think you'll be pretty impressed as to just how active the Miami Dolphins are. Jason, thank you for making time for us. Thank you for what you guys do in the community, and have a great and safe Thanksgiving, and give everybody a win, a fourth win in a row on Sunday.
Absolutely. You do all the same, and we appreciate you for your partnership and everything you've done to kind of promote our programs and be amazing partners as well. So thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving as well.
There you go. Jason Jenkins, Senior Vice President with the Miami Dolphins. They really do a ton of stuff. And I really can imagine you telling them after a weekend on South Beach, yeah, I was there for charity, so don't ask me till the next go round. And then them pressing you a little bit. We didn't have a charity.
I did more charity events than they even threw. It just wasn't a charity going on when I was going down to Nikki's Beach and all that stuff.
When Crowder was bringing home a 6 instead of a 9, he considered that charity.
It was late, man. After 2:45, you got to deal with what you deal with.
It's like chasing and gambling. When you're down, you're down.
Oh, 2:45, I stand by the bathroom. Everybody got to come this way. Learned that from my dad.
What happened here? We were doing something nice for the holiday, Solana, and look what it devolved into. Jason Jenkins there. He really is great at what he does.
Great human. Great human.
Non-stop work.
Great at his job, but amazing human being.
Human being. He is such a great family man, because I do follow him on social media. I mean, he is at every kid's, for his kids, every event. He's always doing special things for his wife on the holidays or her birthday. Like, as active as he is in the community, he's an even more active husband and father. So, love to see it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
One of the things I wanted to do today while, visiting with some of the teams and talking about charitable endeavors, have a little fun because Thanksgiving, obviously, is tomorrow, and we were putting together our best of show, and so I start seeing our spreadsheet of moments. And so whenever we have a little bit of free time, and it's 2:50 right now, we don't have to break till like 2:55. So I want to sneak in something here that I just saw on the spreadsheet. You're not going to remember this until you start hearing it. So I don't have a lot of time to set it up. But Solana, every now and then he is caught in a lie, as he was with Jason Jenkins at the beginning of the show. Here is a little moment from our show, a little Thanksgiving gift from us to you. A little moment from our show where Solana pretended he didn't know number 7 was considered a lucky number. Crowder, it's Solana's fault. Solana crowed about buying 2 of those trophy gold jerseys, 2 of them. Limited edition, somehow he scores 2 of them, significant investment, and they have not won a game since. They're 0-4 since.
And yep, God don't like ugly. That's greedy, Solana. That's just greedy.
Greedy and ugly. Two terrible character traits. Boy, we thought those things were good looking after the first victory, and then Solana bought 2. Solana, what do you have to say for yourself? Do you take any responsibility for this 4-game losing streak?
On the contrary, I thought, look, you buy 1, that's an odd number. Odd numbers very rarely have to do with good luck. I bought 2. I thought 2 would be a better balance, better vibes, better vibras for the Miami Heat. Clearly, I don't know. I was off. I guess I shouldn't have bought these jerseys. I shouldn't have gloated about buying these jerseys. I'm willing to do whatever I need to do to reverse this curse.
Here's the thing, though. If you do bear some responsibility here, and I am making the correlation that you not just bought the 2 jerseys but gloated about it, I'm making the correlation that you sent them into a tailspin. And furthermore, you will bear some responsibility for Duncan Robinson or Tyler Hero or Precious Achiuwa not being on this team come Friday.
I didn't buy the trophy gold jerseys with their names on the back, so whatever. Later.
And I can't let it slide, Hawk. I don't know if he's fishing. I can't let it slide. What are you talking about? There's no lucky odd numbers. That
yeah, I don't
make
know.
Any
I don't
sense
know. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, I mean, it's like
first of all, the luckiest number is 7. I mean, that's
they
considered
call it lucky number 7.
Considered worldwide the luckiest number.
Well, I've never heard of that, but you put. You're pouring yourself a drink. You're pouring yourself a drink. Yeah, you never put 3 or 5 ice cubes. You put 2 or 4. Unlucky. Odd number of ice cubes.
One of
unlucky.
The best drinks is a 7 and 7. I don't even know what, every example you're giving comes back to 7. But literally the luckiest number in the world. 7. Odd number. I've never heard of that. Is a great answer.
He's in his bag early, Solana.
He is
boy,
in his bag
boy.
Early. I've never heard of that. That's a great way to get out of anything.
Never heard of it.
Mark, why does this girl keep calling you at all hours of the day at the house? Huh? No, I've never heard of that. Never heard of what? The phone? What have you never heard? I don't know. I've never heard of that. I know. It is a good out. That was such a great answer. I've never heard of that. You didn't miss a beat. I mean, you better be pretty well damn sure that there's not any lucky odd numbers if you're going to come out with that sweeping statement. But it is something to forget the luckiest number in the history of the world.
That he's never heard of.
And a slot machine. That's the if it comes up 777, that's when you get the jackpot. It's the luckiest number in the world. All right. If you're listening on 790, we're giving away Leroy's loot. And the word this hour is bike, B-I-K-E. Don't text that to Myers Leonard. He might think you mean something else. You get a text back, they go, hey, bro, check your spelling. You're getting lazy on me.
He doesn't know what that word means either, by the way, guys.
His autocorrect is all messed up in his phone.
If he only had Solana's answer. Oh, I never heard of that.
What are you writing in the morning? Oh, my bad.
I love that segment. I was wondering why we left the code word in there, and now I remember why. I am telling you, Solana, that, I mean, without missing a beat, we're back live, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, but without missing a beat, to say unapologetically, I've never heard of that, about lucky number seven, is really a little glimpse into his soul, into his thought process.
It even took me back a bit listening to that, how easily I would just lie.
How did I say that? I've never heard of that. Anyway, we'll sprinkle some of those in throughout the show this afternoon. That'll wrap up the Loco Hour portion of Hockman and Crowder. We'll take a break. The Hockman and Crowder simulcast begins next.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show. Hock and Crowder.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.